This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
If you wrap foil around that, just like the little bit of the base part of the banana where the fruit is, wrap foil around that top and they will last longer.
You know, I'm something of a scientist myself.
Who needs your bananas to last longer, though?
Look, I don't want to go to the store every other day for bananas.
They're 8 cents each.
What the hell are you talking about? What is going on?
You're
going
to wrap them in foil?
They're better when they're just a little green. Yeah.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Too much work.
Not that much trouble.
Too much work.
Says the guy got a spreadsheet with 3,000 fantasy teams.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back. So we're up here in our building, and it's set up like a square. As I draw the shape of a square to our television audience.
I was going to say,
subconsciously,
I almost forgot that you're doing that for a purpose now.
I wasn't thinking of doing it. I just am saying square, and I'm doing it subconsciously. So we're one corner. The corner to our left is also us, like our front door, basically. That I'm not even sure if it still opens, but we do have a front door. To the right is a different business and a hallway. Have you ever walked across and down that hallway?
You mean where we used to have offices?
Mm-hmm.
I did that just the other day, last week one day. Because I like to get up. I like to get up during the breaks and walk around. Just sitting here for hours on end just doesn't make me feel good. So I like to get up. Makes my help my mind work a little bit. And
always have agreed with that.
I have like one little route that I take inside the confines here without having to leave and use my fob. But the other day I went out there and I'm like, I don't know if anything ever got in down here. And I just went, and I didn't try any of the doors, but there's no signs. There's nothing. It appears there's just empty space down there, I think.
Severance vibes.
Yeah.
There are like seven doors.
Yeah.
There's no labels on any of them. There's no signage for any, I don't even know.
Right.
One has a keypad, so you must have to know like a password to get in it.
That's the one. Yeah,
that used to be us.
That used to be us. I wonder if because it's still the fob thing is there too. I wonder if our fobs still open that door.
I don't know.
I doubt it.
But like it's just a long empty hallway. Yeah. On Severance, there are like 50 of them.
It's a maze.
That
yeah.
are like supposedly all different, but are probably all the same hallway. She just runs. I just finished episode 4. She just runs as fast as she can down the hallway, and then she turns, and then she's probably running right back through the same hallway.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have that. I've done that same walk for many, many years, just usually like 2:30. I call it the Tyrod Taylor walk. It goes back to when Tyrod Taylor was here, because I would use it to think, like when I needed an idea.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, even after he'd left the Bills, I said this on the air once, I recognized that the first thought I would have on the course of like trying to brainstorm is Tyrod Taylor. So it's the, I call it the Tyrod Taylor walk.
All right.
Down across the other building, around the loop there, there's a waterfall back, and then however many times I need to do it. And usually, like, in one turn, I'll think of, like, three or four things that I like. And sometimes stop in that walkway or the atrium to type it into my phone so I don't forget it. Because now I'm more likely to forget it.
Yeah, that'll happen. Yeah, I need some alternate routes. Because I have, well, I'm having a, this is definitely better left unsaid. So here we go. There's a conference room at the end of one of these hallways inside this area where we work. And the big table and chairs all around it. And this is especially a problem for me when it, you know, it's not going to be for much longer because it's getting, you know, lighter longer. But, you know, when it gets dark at 4:45, 5:00, I'm walking down there. And if the chairs are askew,
oh no,
I could trip. So early in the day, I'll go down there and, like, sort of push all the chairs in so I know they're out of my way for later when I want to take the same walk. That has turned into me kind of obsessively, compulsively arranging all the chairs so they're symmetrical and look, it settles my mind to have them look a certain way. I, though, now have realized after months of walking down there, I've realized that there are two different styles of chairs. They look close, you know, they're black with arms on them and you can adjust them, you know, like the chairs you have in an office. But the arms are different, so some of them don't fit under the table as well as the others. And I actually looked in the neighboring conference room to see if there were enough of the one kind of chair that I could exchange for the other kinds of chairs, and then I had to walk out of there because I think I'm going insane. And I don't want to feed this compulsion, so I need to walk somewhere else. Because continuing to walk down there is going to end with me buying new chairs.
For the station.
For the station. So that they match and fit under the table, so everything looks symmetrical, and everything matches, and it settles my stupid brain.
How have you managed so long in this room? Nothing matches in this room.
I just pretend that there's nothing to be done about it. Although the chairs are all the same. All four of the chairs that are in here are the exact same chairs.
You're not calling that thing behind me a chair?
I don't know what the hell that thing is, and it's broken.
There's some broken chair-like object.
I think Jeremy had a phase where sitting on that was good for his back. Using that, like kneeling on it in some way instead of sitting in a chair like this, was better for his back. So I think that's what that's doing there. But then
and yet
broke.
16 years after it broke, it still sits in this room. Right. It's worse than my house.
So really, the mess doesn't bother me if the stuff matches.
Okay.
So the this room doesn't bother me. That conference room drives me insane is what I'm getting at. And I know that that's not healthy. And I'm not even making fun. Like, I'm not making fun of people who are really debilitated with it. Like, these are the kinds of things that bother me and I have to fix. And I'm going to just stop going in the room. Because I know that it's not...
Take the severance walk.
It's not healthy. What am I like? What am I doing down here?
Take the severance walk. No one's going to chase
chairs.
You.
I'm going to move. I'm going to rearrange. Make it stop.
That's one way you could make it stop. There's nothing out of place in the severance hallway because there's nothing in the severance hallway. There's nothing there that could be out of place. There's not even a letter out of place because there's no signage. There's no lettering. There's no nothing. It's the severance hallway.
Where are you? You said episode 4 you just finished?
Yes.
Oh, I cannot wait for you to get... I just finished rewatching season 1 in preparation to start season 2, which I still have not done. I've had time. I finished a few days ago. Rewatching season 1, but I want to wait. I think episode 6 is coming Friday of the new season, and I don't even know how many there are, but I want to wait until they're all there because I don't want to start it and then have to wait a week for another one and then a week. And just give me them all, and I want to watch because I watch them 2 at a time, and so it'll only take me 3 or 4 days to watch the whole new season, so I'm just waiting. But man, that show is one of the best things I've ever watched on television.
Apple TV. I'm liking it a lot.
Good. I'm glad you like it. I thought you'd... My wife watched season 1 over with me when I told her I was going to do this, and she... I wouldn't say she disliked it, but she just was like, what are we doing here? Like, it takes time. It's a slow burn.
Well, I mean, there's Lost in it. There's definitely shades of Lost in it. Trying to figure out what it has, what it means, and then what's happening. It's great. I think it's great.
Yeah.
Earlier, we talked to Mike Jannetty of SpotTrack. Went through a few guys: Cook, Rousseau, and also the wide receiver position, and sort of like, what do I want to do here? I've got old receivers or guys that aren't old but aren't good, mostly. And then a couple of guys who are neither old nor bad, but they're going to cost me more money than I'm spending, probably. So he slipped in. He put Amari Cooper at $15 million. Mike did.
Was that high?
Yeah.
Okay.
He slipped in Amari Cooper at $15 million. Because he had Godwin at 20.
Okay. Yeah. It wasn't 10, 15. All right. Good. That, I give it, and part of that point was what? There's nobody else out there. Right? I mean, Cooper is coming off of, I mean, he's coming off, maybe was this his worst season without an injury anyway? Well, he was injured too, but it's got to be close to his worst season. But he's only, you know, last year he had 11 or 1,200 yards with
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Cleveland, and the year before that, he had similar. Like, he's been, and he was getting paid, you know, near, at the time anyway, you know, he's been passed many times over now, but he was in the mid-20s, I think, cap number-wise. So
we realized recently that he's made $136 million.
Right, you asked me yesterday, I think, and I guessed $125 million. So he's got the the reputation and the doesn't buy you anything in the league. But I think the factors being there isn't a great crop of free agent wide receivers, nor a great crop of draftable wide receivers. At least that's how it is being portrayed right now. It could change. They could end up, you know, hitting on a bunch of guys later in the draft. But as far as like blue chip receiver talent, it's nothing like last year at all. So what does that mean? Like, if you need a guy, Amari Cooper is going to start to look pretty good to you. If you're just, I'm not saying a good team will do this or a team with cap challenges, but if some team out there, they're just sort of wandering around, they've got a young quarterback they're trying to figure out, and they want to get him a present, right? They want to get him a guy that knows how to do it and can show him how to work and all the stuff. Maybe the Colts for this are an idea. Richardson, one last stand for Richardson. Let's sign Amari Cooper, you know, 3 years, $45 million. Here you go. Come on in. I don't think that that's crazy. I wouldn't want to do it. It's crazy in a certain way, but within the league and what's out there this year, I wouldn't be surprised at all if something like that happened for Amari Cooper. It's one of the reasons why I don't think it's that realistic for the Bills to be able to hang on to him on a reasonable contract, because to me, that's not a reasonable contract.
31 in June. He's played 10 years, right? I don't know. Like, that's really going to be, it's Matt Harmon time. Cooper, Hopkins even, Godwin even, Diggs, and he mentioned who else? Keenan Allen, Brandon Cooks,
did you say
Mike
Cup,
Williams.
Cup in here even?
Cup and Samuel, who are not free agents, but right. Yes. Like, you've got a basket of receivers here who may or may not be done, and it's really like running backs last year. It's a lot like that. We don't have that in running backs this year. You've got running backs this year in free agency who are just not as accomplished as some of last year's guys were, but are last year's guys still good bets? And that's the question. Like, what's a better idea? Forget that he played for the Bills, or that they both did. What's a better idea, Cooper or Diggs? You're a team that's never had either one on your team. Who would you rather have on your team? Who would we rather be signing?
That's close. I think it's close. Diggs is coming off an injury. He didn't look like himself when he was, you know, at the end here, and then was being used largely as a slot guy in Houston. So Cooper at least still offers you. Not to say Diggs couldn't do that. I mean, they, you know, depends on what your team looks like, I suppose, who you've got, where on the field schematically. But Cooper still affords you the outside, really. I don't think he's ever really been a slot guy at all. Maybe that's coming for him if his foot speed decreases. Maybe it's coming for him as soon as this year. Maybe somebody signs him specifically with that in mind. Like, it's time for you to make the transition from being, you know, 98 miles an hour on the paint to being more of a
possession.
You're going to get by,
yeah.
You know, right? Just wily veteran type guy. That I always thought was a transition. It's one of the reasons why, like, assuming everything was always going to be harmonious, if Diggs was going to continue to be on the Bills, he's under contract, I don't want to eat dead money. That's why even before last offseason, the offseason before that, when they drafted Kincaid, get me a guy to replace Diggs. Beasley's done. I bump Diggs inside. I'm still going here. I'm going to have to adjust his contract eventually, but I think I've still got my band together. So I think that could happen for Cooper.
So Cooper over Diggs. Keenan Allen over both. Keenan Allen's 33 in the spring to start the season, 12 years. He had the best season of the three. He scored 7 touchdowns for the Bears. I think that's an all-time Bears record for any player. 7 touchdowns. Can you imagine how many touchdowns that is?
Career leader in touchdown receptions, Keenan Allen with 7.
Yes, he's the new career receiving leader in Bears history.
Displacing Willie Gault, who had 6. No, okay, I'll stop. None of this is factual.
I'm going to check that.
Keenan Allen.
Who is the Bears' all-time leading receiver?
Definitely had the better year, no question. Man, I feel like that guy is like another half step away from becoming Travis Kelce. Like, in the current state that Travis Kelce
is. He always is.
Right.
Like, for years he's been old, question mark.
Somebody takes him on, yes. Do I want him? No. Like I need at some point to invest in some speed on this offense. And
he's not it. No.
Signing 33-year-old Keenan Allen is just like the antithesis of that. Like, what am I doing here?
Stephon Diggs had more receiving yards for the Bills than any player in Bills history or in Bears history has had for the Bears.
Wait, career?
Yes.
In
4 years.
4 years of Diggs.
4 years of Diggs produced 5,372 receiving yards. The all-time Bears leader is 5,059, Johnny Morris, who retired in 1967.
I don't even want to think about what my face looks like on the camera feed right now. Like, this is the
second place is Harlan Hill, who retired in 1961 with 4,616. Which is fewer than Frank Lewis had for the Bills in 6 years.
In Ben Johnson, we trust.
Walter Payton is fourth all-time in Bears receiving yards. Alshon Jeffrey is third. Post-merger, the leader is Alshon Jeffrey. Okay.
How many yards did Rome Odunze have last year? He didn't have a very big year at all. Did he have 800 yards? Did he have 700 yards?
He had like two good games.
I'm just wondering how long. Like, will he set the all-time Bears mark for receiving yards before his rookie contract is up?
Oh, that's a good bet. I'm trying to find him on the list without just clicking on his name. Big disappointment this year.
Yeah.
734, so close to Keenan Allen.
All right.
Will he get to 5,000 by 2029? Like, or through 2028?
Yeah.
He'd better.
That's a couple of really big years. I mean, with a 750 to start, you're going to have a, there's going to have to be a 1,500 in there somewhere.
Not, maybe. I would totally bet it.
Yeah.
That he does. I would bet it. I love the question. I will bet that Odunze will be the all-time leader in Bears receiving yards through five seasons. And he started with 734, which was bad. Like, efficiency was terrible. Only a couple of good games. You saw the Bears season. They were terrible. The offense stunk with Caleb Williams. And he still did that on 54 catches. That's pretty good, yards per catch.
Yep.
I mean, 1,000 yards four times, which is good but not amazing, gets him close. So I'm in on that. This is my new favorite thing.
Really?
This is going to be my new favorite thing.
I just spit that out here.
Yep.
At 6:20 on a Wednesday night.
That's how it happens.
Here it is. All right.
It's often how great ideas get born. Just sort of randomly. But yes, the all-time Bears receiving leader is Johnny Morris. With 5,059. At least he got to 5,000.
You can't take that away from him.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. It really, truly is.
Gault was ninth, by the way. You mentioned him.
Gault, yeah, okay.
Good poll.
Sure.
Allen Robinson, 11th. Four seasons. Not the group.
The poor Bears.
Poor Bears. If you missed Mike Jannetty, really good stuff on the Odyssey app. He was on with us at 5 today. Tomorrow we'll have Greg Wyshynski on as the Four Nations faceoff starts tonight, Canada and Sweden at 8 from Montreal. Also today, Chris Trapasso joined us on the NFL draft. He's a weekly guest this time of year. It started today. Ashton Jeanty, receivers, defensive line, what the Bills need, all of that. We covered with Chris. We'll have that for you coming up. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it?
a sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.